The phrase monkey mind is a term that refers to being unsettled or restless or confused. And if you've ever been to see monkeys at the zoo, you can understand. They are constantly in motion as they swing from branch to branch. So if you want to get anything done, your challenge is to keep your erratic, swinging monkey mind out of the high branches and back onto the steadfast and stable ground. Do you ever have a monkey mind? One that fights against the truth, assurances, and promises of God? Well, this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 10 is a reflection on examining your thoughts, pondering what it means to dismantle any unpredictable swinging thoughts within you, to then focus instead on the changeless character of God. So whether resting in solitude or already fighting against the distractions of the day, begin your meditation by surrendering your thoughts to this time of reflection in the presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Allow your eyes to slowly move from open into a soft focus, to now gently closed with little effort. Become mindful of your breathing and begin to steady yourself and settle deeper into where you are. What thoughts do you have that keep you from knowing God more deeply right now? Well, take a moment and imagine laying them at His feet. Continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from Psalm chapter 147. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, I submit my thoughts to your scrutiny. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. Live as obedient children of God. And Lord God, I submit my thoughts now to your scrutiny. Do not be conformed to the evil desires which governed you in your ignorance before you knew the requirements and transforming the power of the good news regarding salvation. So, Lord God, I submit my thoughts to you now for your scrutiny. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. And Lord God, I submit my thoughts to your scrutiny. But like the Holy One who called you, be set apart from the world by your godly character and moral courage. So, Lord God, I submit my thoughts to your scrutiny. Continue on for a moment by moving deeper into the divine presence, watching your thoughts swing by high overhead. Don't be afraid of your monkey mind. The Lord is here. The Spirit is with you, and you are safe. Note your thoughts racing around, thoughts that seem to be most distant from God. Take a moment to note which topics seem to be the most common. Without giving attention to the detail of any single thought, watch them as they swing by overhead. Feel no condemnation. Simply acknowledge and note them for now. without effort, allow the Holy Spirit to begin taking your thoughts captive. Note any sensations of conflict as you become aware of false or prideful thoughts. And begin to submit everything you are thinking, all of your ideas, all of your world views, all of your viewpoints to God. Center on your thoughts being examined by Him. Center too on your breathing. Be mindful of each full and deep breath you take. Scrutinize each breath, each tummy breath filling you. Note everything you can about each breath, how it reaches every part of you. Each breath out, releasing thoughts that block you from God. Just be mindful of each full and centering breath. Once again, erratic thoughts may still swing by, not to worry. Just allow those thoughts to drift easily up and away. And practice the spiritual exercise of letting distractions center you back on thoughts most pleasing to God. Center on your breathing and whisper the sacred words, "Lord God, I submit my thoughts to your scrutiny." Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage is a letter from the Apostle Paul where he explains his ministry. He is called to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So imagine this passage as a note from Paul to you, a note of examination and scrutiny. From 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, from the New International Reader's Version. "Now I, Paul, myself, appeal to you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. But I hope to destroy every claim and every reason that keeps you from knowing God. I pray you will keep every thought under control in order to make it obey Christ." What did the Holy Spirit speak to you? Well, listen once more as your thoughts settle and center on obeying Christ. "I destroy every claim and every reason that keeps people from knowing God. I keep every thought under control in order to make it obey Christ." For this next minute, reflect on this scripture passage and think deep thoughts. Thoughts laid out to be examined by God. Breathe and center if your mind wanders. "Lord God, I submit my thoughts to your scrutiny." once more, but now move into the emotional heart of the passage. Feel deep emotive feelings as you listen to this wider passage from the Christian Standard Bible. Now I, Paul, myself, appeal to you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. I, who am humble among you in person, but bold towards you when absent. I beg you that when I am present, I will not need to be bold with the confidence by which I plan to challenge certain people who think we are behaving according to the flesh. For although we live in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh, since the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but are powerful through God for the demolition of strongholds. We demolish arguments and every proud thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What divine thoughts and emotions did you experience in this second reading? Take this next minute to submit your intimate self to be examined by God. And once more, breathe and whisper, Lord God, I submit my thoughts to your scrutiny. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage now as a mindful prayer, an imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Father in heaven, I know all too well that the weapons of my warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. I long to destroy every argument and every lofty opinion raised within me against the knowledge of you. So take every thought of mine captive, so I may obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience within me. I pray this in the name of your Son, our Lord, and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Simply rest here in the presence of God. Idle your thoughts and just enjoy Him. Settle into His loving, healing, and tender embrace. Continue to rest here now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. I want you to see yourself standing before a giant white sheet on the ground. And let each thought in your mind become something tangible that you can hold in your hand. Kneel as you place each thought on the sheet. At first, slowly, begins to fill up a tiny corner, and then more, and more of the sheet is filled. You notice how it stretches on for feet and yards, and even miles in every direction. And as you place each thought on the sheet, Jesus walks beside you to then pick it up and examine it. Some thoughts he leaves on the sheet with a tender smile, but others he dismantles and destroys them with no judgment or condemnation. So take this minute to walk with Christ as he examines your thoughts and takes them captive, leaving only what pleases him and gives him glory. As you rest here a bit longer, be mindful of moments your erratic monkey mind distracts you from God's way. And in those moments, breathe and center your thoughts back on Him. And be aware too of others you pass on the way that are distracted by their own erratic thoughts. Who do you know that is exhausted by their own hectic life? How might God use you through His Spirit to tear down arguments and God-belittling thoughts in others? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to destroy every claim and every reason that keeps you from knowing God even deeper. I pray you will keep every thought under control in order to make it obey Christ. May you lay open to the risen Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit so that every thought can be dismantled, and then your brain, your mind, and your thoughts can be taken captive and everything brought into conformity to Christ. As we close, remain here in this safe place as long as you can, encountering the peace of God and silently whispering, "Lord God, I submit my thoughts to your scrutiny." May the peace of the Lord be with you always.